This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Look out at the line. Thompson's got for pirouette, and it's a breakaway here for the Blue Jackets. God scores!
Dan Dunleavy there on the call, and the game winner occurring 14:04 into the game. Brendan Gaunce coming in on a breakaway after Tage Thompson fell down on his own blue line, and well, Columbus went up 2-1 shorthanded, and that's all they would need. That's our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. Welcome in to the postgame. Brian Culzeal here with you. We'll be heading back to Nationwide Arena shortly with Paul Hamilton's locker room interviews. We'll also have Lindy Ruff, and we'll also get Paul's final take. Well, obviously, the 10-game win streak comes to an end. At some point, we knew it was going to end. I know you see Columbus being in last in the East, and you probably think, oh, this is a really, really bad loss. I mean, it's hard to, within the game, it's okay to get frustrated at these moments because there's some moments within these games that you're like, ah, like, oh, Lukanen lets in a soft goal. Oh, why does Owen Power not take the right angle? I mean, these guys have been playing phenomenal for 10 games. So it's okay to get upset within the moments within the game and then also take a step back and say, well, they have won 10 in a row. This can happen. It happens to every NHL team that you have a clunker. And it just, I think the excitement and the buildup, there was a lot of high expectations for thinking, hey, they can keep this going. Columbus is in last. Vancouver is bad out west. Like, there's an opportunity here to make this 12, 13, 14. Of course, I had the same thoughts. And, you know, you see things like, you know, Tage Thompson, who's been amazing during this stretch, he just falls down. Like, what's that all about? And then, you know, a couple of goals that I would like Lukanen to stop. The power play was a real disappointment here today. I guess if there's one thing you could say about today that you also could say about the win streak is that the power play still does not look good. And I know Jason Zucker is waiting to get back into the lineup. If there's one positive of this loss is that we'll get Zucker back in the lineup for the Sabre team. And that likely, hopefully, will mean a better power play. Buffalo today going 0-for-5 on the power play. Can't even blame officials, by the way. Well, I guess I was annoyed at the Benson embellishment. But anyway, Buffalo had 5 power plays. Columbus had 1. So you can't even sit there and say that, well, they got jobbed across the way. They did not. Columbus was the better team and pretty much the better team throughout. And the Sabres fall by a score of 5-1. So anyway, that's how that ends. And, you know, Greaves was pretty good in goal for the Blue Jackets. Buffalo had a ton of shot attempts. I'll add up the totals here in just a few moments. But in the end, their goalie was better than the Sabres goalie. And Columbus converted on their chances. And Buffalo had an opportunity to even negate some of that by the fact that they had 5 power plays to Columbus's 1, and they didn't take advantage. So it ends up to a 5-1 loss. So, yep, the Sabres lose in regulation. And we'll talk about what that means here in the standings coming up here in just a little bit as the Sabres will remain at 46 points in the standings. As of this moment, they are still ahead of the Capitals points percentage-wise. Washington's played 1 more game than Buffalo has. So as of this moment, they're still wild card 2. But a lot of other games happening right now, including the Devils, who are tied with the Sabres, who are winning. Last check, they were winning 4-0. So Buffalo might be out of a playoff spot here before we go off the air here on our postgame show on the Sabres radio network. So anyway, Paul Hamilton coming up in the room. And also, we will have Lindy Ruff and Paul's final take. Here's Paul, live with Rasmus Dahlin.
Rasmus, I don't know if you were due for one of these. It just didn't seem like puck management or anything was going your way. How did you see the hockey game?
Yeah, we didn't look like ourselves. Puck decisions and, you know, there was some individual F-ups. You know, this is our test. We need to bounce back here.
I was going to say, is it the way you handle loss right now is the key thing. It's going to happen. You're not going to win 50 in a row, but is it the way you handle it?
Yeah, we knew that. We knew you can't win 50, like you said. So this is when we really have to see if we're a really good team. So just regroup and get ready for the next one.
Rasmus, what in your mind is the biggest takeaway from winning 10 games in a row?
We were just playing a solid team game, play really good defense. We weren't giving up much, and then we scored when it mattered, important times of games. And third period was really good when we were able to shut the other team down. It was just a full team effort. So now, like I said, we got to find it again.
Even though you were going well, the power play hasn't scored in five or six games. How do you get that back?
Yeah, some games we haven't had a lot of opportunity, but yeah, we got to tweak some things. We have puck possessions. We're just not really creating dangerous chances, but it's coming. You got to bounce back on that too.
Is this a case of maybe like getting out of routine and having so many days off between games?
Yeah. I have excuses, but yeah. It's nice to have days off, but it also gets you out of rhythm. So, on to the next one.
But the way you play, like you were kind of saying, I mean, each victory you really earned. I mean, there was no luck involved in the streak. I mean, just you feel like you've built something sustainable here, just with the way you've played.
Yeah, I think it starts with our D zone, our assertiveness, our puck management. I think it starts there, and then we just build off that, and we score big goals, and then we have really good goaltending. I think it's as simple as that.
Thank you, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Dahlin, I think good perspective. Said, look, today they didn't look like themselves. They didn't. I mean, the last 10 games, they looked a whole different bunch than they did today. It happens, and I agree. Now the test is, how do they bounce back? Do they play another game against Vancouver, or do they bounce back here? They've got a long streak coming up here at home, and Buffalo's home record's been really, really good. So an opportunity here, these first 2 weeks of January, first full 2 weeks of January, they've got a ton of games at home. So it's a great opportunity for Buffalo, if they can get themselves back on the win track here, to get themselves to show, hey, this wasn't a fluke. You know, they've got this. And Dahlin, I think, put it in very, very good perspective there for sure. 5-1, the final. Back to Columbus. Here's Ukko Pekalukinen live.
Ukko, obviously the worst game you guys have had as a team for a while. What did you see out there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing today was how we started, I guess. You know, there hasn't been, you know, many starts like that for us. And when there has been, I feel like we kind of kind of grasp to the game, you know, sooner than that. So we kind of let the first period go. You know, as a team and as myself, I have to be better at the start, and kind of, you know, going 3-1 down at the first period is just kind of kills the momentum for us.
What didn't you like about your game? You said you have to be better. What didn't you like?
I wouldn't say it was a like bad game necessarily, but as a goalie, you know, I think when you're winning games, you know, you just have to come up with one or two more saves at this first period. I'm not saying there's, you know, bad goals or, you know, I haven't looked at them yet, but I feel like, you know, you just maybe keep it 2-1. It's a completely different game. But as I said, I don't feel like necessarily was, you know, a terrible game. But, you know, as I said, a couple more saves would help.
You had made the save on the breakaway to Severson, and the guy came and gone on the shorthanded goal at Beecher. Was that one, even though it was a breakaway, was that frustrating to you that one got by?
Yeah, I mean, when you get beat 5-0, I feel like the third goal more for me is, as a goalie perspective, you gotta play that better. You know, I can't get stuff kind of leak through you, but you know, I got surprised how kind of he got walked into the middle. I thought he's gonna come off the side, and he had more time than I expected, and he kind of caught me flat-footed there. So, you know, it was a good shot by him, but you know, it's just frustrating.
As you reflect on the win streak, I mean, the way you won these games, what does that tell you about this team? I mean, because most nights you had a solid team effort, and it was up and down the lineup. I mean, what does that tell you about the way you won these games, I guess?
I mean, it just tells how good of a team we are. You know, we just won a 10-game, you know, winning streak. I feel like today they didn't really represent that, you know, but I feel like just overall how good we've been playing. up and down the lineup, as you said. It's been huge for us. You know, there's been every game, there's different guys who are stepping up, and our big guys have been really good every night. So it's just been overall a great team effort.
The real takeaway here is how you guys respond. There was going to be a loss at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it really sucks that, you know, we had a good, you know, streak going, but the big thing right now is just how we respond. You know, I feel like we've been going game by game on a winning streak anyways, and the same continues. You know, it doesn't matter. Now we can't change this game anymore. You know, it's how we respond, and, you know, there's 41 games left, 42 games left, and I guess the season starts now.
Thanks, Ugo. We'll go back to Luukkonen in the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. I would agree. Not his best game, but you can add it to everybody else on the team that wasn't their best game, as the Sabres fall by a score of 5-1. And all of our locker room reports live in Columbus. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Josh Norris is now live with Paul.
Josh, what was the biggest thing did you feel in this game? I mean, you held yourselves into it, even though you guys were turning the puck over maybe more than you have in a while. It just wasn't going the way you had been playing. What did you see out there?
I just thought we were sloppy in the first. Just kind of gave them too many looks. And, I kind of thought they took it to us a little bit. So obviously we didn't like that. And then, you're down 3-1. It's hard to play catch-up in this league. So, it is what it is. You know, we had a great little stretch there, and you weren't going to win every single game the rest of the year. So, take it for what it is tonight and just move on to the next
one. You have a lot of crisp games in this streak, but when you get a start like that with a lot of turnovers, it just becomes a little contagious, and it's just hard to snap out of that in the middle of a game sometimes.
I don't know. I think it's just one of those games that we didn't like, and we're going to watch video and just know that it's ugly. And we got 40 at some games left, and you just, you know, throw that one out and you just bring in the next game. That's all you do.
On the goal you fed Doan, did you let Power know you were there? Because it seemed like he got his head up and got it to you quickly so you could set up the play.
No, I didn't let him know. He just made a good play. Really smart player, and just good play by him.
What's your thought on where the power play is right now? I think it's 0-for-14 in the last six games.
Yeah, obviously we don't like that, you know. We talk about it a lot and watch a lot of video, and sometimes you go on cold streaks. I still think we get some good looks every night, but obviously something that we need to get better at. PK is doing a hell of a job. They have all year, so we got to do our part too.
You guys have talked about learning, and you guys have learned to be able to win 10 games in a row. Now does it come, now you have to learn that, it depends how you react to this now as far as the next game comes up and one doesn't turn into two, turn into three type of thing?
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, there's a lot of games throughout the year, so you take it one day at a time. But, it's a good test for our little group here. We, had a great stretch, and when you're winning, things just seem easy and they're rolling, and you hit a little bit of adversity, and I have no doubt we're going to respond, though. There's no panic in here, and I think everybody feels the same way, so yeah.
How important has it been to keep that kind of mentality, though, throughout all this, even before hitting this streak, to just play it one game at a time?
I think that's what contributed to a lot of our success. I didn't think we got too high and didn't get too low. Winning feels great. There's nothing better than that. And, you just want to have that feeling coming into the rink every day. And it starts, next game to get back on track.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks. Josh Norris on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Norris, thank you, Paul. Got the assist on a nice pass to set up Josh Doan for Buffalo's lone goal today. That tied things up at one at the 11:26 mark. But it was Columbus getting the next four. And they added up to a 5-1 victory. All of our locker reports brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Feel free to send in your tweets on this game and your thoughts at Brian, WGR, B-R-I-A-N, WGR. We'll get connected with our fans in just a little bit. It's powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. 5-1, Buffalo falls to Columbus. And again, we will see if Buffalo now drops out of a playoff spot. Yeah, the Devils have won. That game has gone final now. So officially in the standings, the Devils are going to pass Buffalo, but they have played two more games. So I don't know points percentage-wise if that'll push them ahead or not. I'll have to wait until that kicks in to see if the Sabres are officially in or out based upon points percentage. But nevertheless, again, Buffalo's got a lot of opportunity here now as they have won those 10 in a row to get themselves in a great position to now be in it in the second half of this season. And you heard all three players, Lukanen, Norris, Dahlin, all say about this is going to be a test for us. This is where we show. They are aware of that they need to bounce back. They are aware that they are going to at some point lose a game. What do they do next? Don't let it spiral into two or three or four in a row. Lindy Ruff said this at the beginning of the season that, you know, the best teams in the league, everybody's going to lose, but they don't let, then they come back with a win in the next game. And the Sabres have been so good at home, as I mentioned, their home record this year. Oh, back to Columbus. Here's Lindy Ruff live.
Lindy, right from the start in the first period, this puck management, turnovers, just carried.
Yeah, the thing I think we talked about, you give up three breakaways on puck play, and you spot the team a couple goals. You know, I think we responded well in Dallas after giving up an early goal. We give up another one. You know, we get a power play and end up giving up a great opportunity there, too. So it wasn't a good night for us.
How can you get your power play rolling? It's been four or five games now. How can you get that moving?
Well, I mean, you look at there was like usually one good chance in each one. You look at the Benson tip goes off the crossbar, then we miss an empty net. Before that, Quinn off the side of the net missed an empty net. There were some opportunities there. But overall, yeah, we need it. Tonight was a bad night because we weren't quick enough. Didn't move it quick enough, didn't hit holes quick enough. That's 5-on-5. That was power play. You know, I think we look at it now that, Zucks will be ready to go back in the lineup. He was good on the power play. He's good around net front. Could be the piece missing for us.
Lindy, you went through a streak of high-level play, win 10 games in a row. Just how important now does it become the response to the end of the streak, the response to this loss?
Yeah, that's the most important part. It has nothing to do with winning 10 anymore. Now it has about not losing two in a row, but responding to the game we just played, going back in our building and playing a good hockey game.
You've been able to correct things when you've needed to recently, whether it's been in practice or even in video. You'll have a practice, maybe two, before the next game. Are you confident with what you saw tonight that it'll be correctable before the next game?
Yeah. You know, I think, again, our hands weren't connected to our brain. There was plays there to be made. We had some good looks, but we just didn't make the next play. Sometimes offensively, I thought we stayed on the outside a little bit too much on the offensive zone. We had plenty of zone time, but didn't generate enough. But when you're not hitting the holes quick enough or not getting people there quick enough, there's nights you don't get much done.
Is that where they took away all that time and space? They had a lot more speed. Is that where that just comes into play, where you're not able to get those looks to the net?
They're hard man on man. You know, I think the easiest way is you got to create a little bit of chaos. You know, when we had that first space with the guy that was traveling up the wall, there was opportunities to get it inside, and we deferred to trying to play up top, which, you know, unless you get subtle picks, we didn't get a lot of opportunities. I thought, I'll give them credit. They did a really good job with shot lanes, you know, which we've been doing a real good job. I thought tonight they did a great job with that, and we didn't get enough pucks through. Thanks.
Lindy Ruff on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul Hamilton. Lindy Ruff. Sabres fall 5-1. We'll get Paul's final take here coming up in just one moment as the Sabres drop their 15th game of the season now in regulation. 21-15-4, 46 points. Okay, back to Nationwide Arena to get Paul's final take. Well, Paul, I think...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All three players you spoke with, plus Lindy Ruff, they all right away are looking ahead to Vancouver and saying, okay, now this is the test. This shows whether, Darlene, mm-hmm. this shows whether we're a really good team or not. What do they do next? Obviously, they weren't going to win the rest of the games of this regular season, so they were going to lose at some point. I do like, though, that they all have this mentality that, hey, next is what matters most right now. How we react to this loss is what matters. The response is what matters. They seem to have a mature attitude about maybe how to handle this.
Yeah, you took the word maturity. I think we've seen it grow this year. You know, the maturity during this streak, and they're already looking forward like, okay, what happened tonight is correctable. We go out and correct it. As I said, they may have two practices. They may have one. But they're going to get on the ice. Zucker's back. I mean, and we knew it. None of us are dumb here. You don't change your lineup on a 10-game winning streak. And he certainly can help on the power play, but you're still winning. And as I mentioned to you in pregame, it wouldn't surprise me in the least if he was, like, right on board with that and said, you know what, we're fine. You know, I understand, you know, we're winning. You don't want to change things when you're winning. And he waited his turn. This guy's been around the league long enough to know, sure, he'd love to play, but he also doesn't want to disturb team chemistry and winning 10 in a row and getting back in the playoff race. So I don't know it as total fact, but my guess is he's been totally fine with what's been going on here.
Yep, I would agree. And he mentioned that, hey, you know, the power play hasn't been good, but maybe Zucker can be that piece. When he has been in, Paul, with the power play, it has been excellent this year.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, because, you know, he can tip pucks. He knows how to tip pucks underneath crossbars, inside posts. He knows how to take the eyes away from a goaltender. He knows how to keep pucks alive. He knows how to win battles. This is a, quote, grizzled veteran, and I didn't realize what the Sabres were getting when they signed him, but I think they got a heck of a player, and he's been much, much better and a much better signing than I ever dreamed he would. I didn't think he was a bad signing, but I was kind of like, eh, okay, whatever. It's been a lot more than that.
Yep. 5-1, Columbus beats Buffalo. Paul Hamilton with us here. Paul, if the Sabres were going to have a miracle comeback, they needed that power play to start the third period, and I didn't think that maybe their energy was awful or anything. I know Lindy thought maybe they just didn't have the skating, but the third, just obviously they needed to get that jump right away to maybe give themselves a belief. It just didn't happen there.
Yeah, for me, I think it was just decision-making, that's all. I mean, which has been great for how many games now? It was just tonight it wasn't, you know, and I think that might have been the biggest thing that we witnessed out there. Just the decision-making wasn't up to par, even on the power play. So, you know, because if Columbus did one bad thing in this game, it was took way too many penalties. They gave the Sabres multiple opportunities to get themselves back in this hockey game, even when it was close, you know, 1-1, 2-1. They were giving the Sabres opportunity, and the power play's clicking. Buffalo all of a sudden could have maybe taken a lead, and now you got confidence. Now you're going to play better. You know, now you get your game back and that type of thing. So it's something I think Jason Zucker, again, will help on definitely. And, you know, we should see him on Tuesday.
Yep. And speaking of Tuesday, we'll end it with this, Paul. Vancouver's next. This starts a stretch. These next two full weeks of January, the Sabres are just loaded with home games. They're 12-5-2 at KeyBank Center this year. That's one thing that they've done a really good job of it this year. So the chance to flip it right back to think that, yes, we are a good team, as Darlene said. Now we're going to see if we're a great team kind of thing. They're going to be at home. They're going to have all these games on their home ice where they've been really good this year. So the chance is there.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, we haven't brought this up. I believe they had won 7 in a row on the road, had they not? It's the first time on the road they've had a poor game in a while too. I mean, they couldn't buy a win to start the year. I think they were 0-5-2, but I believe, and you can check me if I'm wrong, I believe that they had come into the game with a 7-game road winning streak.
Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You are correct. 7 in a row. Yep. Yeah. That's quite a turnaround from where it was. Yeah.
I mean, it's not time to panic whatsoever. I mean, as we all said, you're not going to win 50 in a row. you lost a hockey game. Now you got to go win a hockey game on Tuesday, and then you get everything back on track. So that's the what's in front of them in the next 2 days to get themselves ready for Tuesday's game.
That's right. Paul, thank you for all your work from Columbus throughout, from pregame all the way through here today. Thanks so much. Have a safe trip back. I'll see you Tuesday at the arena.
Sounds good. Take care.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton live at Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio, where the Blue Jackets beat the Sabres by a score of 5-1. At this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. And for all of you on our flagship on WGR, more postgame coming up. We'll read some tweets, send them in at Brian WGR. We'll get some final stats. We'll update you on the standings. We'll get the scoreboard as we continue to recap this 5-1 loss as the Sabres win streak comes to an end at 10. I'm Brian Colziel. More postgame coming up. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Trying to find some room here in the Columbus zone. Here it is, a one-timer stopped by Greaves. Austin with the look. Greaves had the answer that time as now the Blue Jackets with a bouncing puck. Score! Olivier off his stick and over Luukkonen. And Columbus with a 4-1 lead now with 11:56 to go in the second.
And Matthew Olivier is going to get his fourth of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, quick turnaround there for the Blue Jackets on that shift. Chance for Buffalo, Greaves with the save, and then right back the other way, Olivier gets the goal on Luukkonen. For Greaves, I thought he was very good. He gets our save of the game there, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-1 Columbus. Let's get to our final stats here, brought to you by Level Financial Advisors. Helping you retire better, visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 12-8 Buffalo. Columbus winning overall in that matchup, 35 shots to 33 shots. The Buffalo power play, obviously not good. A storyline of this loss, 0-5 in this game. Jason Zucker coming back. Lindy Ruff essentially said it right there during his postgame comments that he'll be back in. 0-5. Columbus 0-1. Luukkonen gets the loss, 4 goals against, 30 saves, 1 went into the empty net. Jet Greaves, 33 shots, 32 saves. And now time for your 3 stars, brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at BlueStarHS.com. All Blue Jackets, no surprise. Brendan Gaws, who had the game-winning goal, shorthanded on breakaway, star number 3. Denton Matichuk, who had a goal and an assist, star number 2. And Jet Greaves in net. I'll take that. Agree. Star number 1 for this game here tonight at Nationwide Arena in front of 18,809. And Buffalo will get themselves back at home. In fact, the Sabres now will have six of their next 7 at KeyBank Center. Vancouver Tuesday at home. Then they go to MSG to face the Rangers on Thursday, and then 5 in a row at home after that. Anaheim, Florida, Philadelphia, Montreal, and Minnesota. So over the next 2 weeks, you've got yourself 7 games, and 6 of them are at KeyBank Center. So an opportunity to come see the Sabres. Now, NFL schedule maker for the Bills. The Sabres are home next Saturday night at 7 against Anaheim. Can we please not have the Bills be a Saturday game? Put it on Sunday, right? 3 of the 5 3 of the 6 wildcard games are on Sunday. You've got 2 on Saturday, 1 Monday night. They won't be in the Monday night game unless they're in the 4-5 matchup. We know Monday night has to be a 4-5. But there's 3 opportunities. You either play at 1 or at 4:30 or 8 on Sunday on the 11th. So, if I could get the attention of the NFL here, please do not put the Sabres on Saturday. Now, if they somehow end up in the 5 seed, then I guess that even opens up them possibly playing on Monday night. But anyway, that's the upcoming schedule. My point of all of this was Buffalo's been really good at home, 12-5-2 at KeyBank Center, and 6 of their next 7 are at home. So an opportunity to bounce right back. That was kind of the message there. All right, let's read some tweets here as we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Lindy talking about Zucker getting back in, maybe a piece that'll help the power play. Got quite a few people chiming in here about who should come out. Trent says, Quinn comes out. No more power play for you. Quinn at least off the power play. I don't know if I would take Quinn out of the lineup. Let's see here. Sylvain says, who will be out? Easy answer is Quinn. If you remember, though, Quinn played well with Zucker. So usually the rookie's the easiest to put on the side. Well, does that mean Oslin gets a break? I would not sit Oslin. For the first time this season, we'll have a real competition inside. I would agree. I think Dunn maybe is the one. I know the fourth line's been really good. Dunn, Greenway, and Malenstein. Now, Greenway's had the load management thing going on, and he could probably sit quite a bit upcoming because they're going to play 7 games in like 12 days here. So there's a spot maybe for Greenway, but I don't know if it's Tuesday. He did take a hard hit in the third where he fell back on his back. I don't know if that'll make him sore or anything. But, I mean, I guess keep that in mind. If Greenway is at all sore, I could see that being the load management thing. I think if I was picking, it's Dunn, even though he's been really good on the fourth line. The power play to me right now is what matters most. They need that fix, and if that's where Zucker's got to come back in. So, yeah, it's just – and I'm not interested in taking Oslin out. I just think he's been so good. He's earned his time. Can't just punish him just because – it's an easier move or because it's a quote message to a rookie. Like, no, he's earned it. He's better. He stays, in my opinion. All right. A couple of other tweets here coming in. Mark says, disappointing for sure. You can't win them all, but at least show some grit, please. Power play might've bailed them out. Goaltending didn't help them either. I think that's fair for sure. Risk it for the biscuit says, probably should have played him today. Referring to Zucker, being superstitious is silly. I think that's also fair. I agree. All right. Mark says, if the power play hits on a couple, this is a different game. Power play got to be much better. I would agree. Thanks for the tweets. Everybody bringing them in here at Brian WGR. All right, let's update the standings, which means we got to get the scores in here. Our drive around the league is next, and it's brought to you by AAA, the official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Okay. Games going on right now. Sabres are not getting help on all these West versus East games. Tampa rolling San Jose 7-2 early third period out West. Here's one that's maybe going their way. St. Louis in the third period with 9 to go lead Montreal 2-0. Finals, Pittsburgh beats Detroit 4-1. Philadelphia beats Edmonton 5-2. New Jersey over Utah 4-1. Those are all finals. 7 o'clock, there are 5 games upcoming. Calgary is home for Nashville. Colorado is in Carolina. Toronto is at the New York Islanders. Ottawa hosts Winnipeg, and the Blackhawks are at the Caps. 9 o'clock, 1 game, LA is home for Minnesota. And the late game at 10, Boston is at Vancouver. College hoops, one local score to give you from Big Four action. On the men's side, UB men improved to 13-2 at home today at Alumni Arena. They get an 85-72 victory over Ball State. The Bulls are now 13-2 in overall and 3-0 in MAC play. Ryan Sable led the way with 22 points. To the NFL, Tampa leads Carolina right now with 8:08 to go with the third quarter, 13-7. The Tampa touchdown is Baker Mayfield to Cade Otton, and Bryce Young has a touchdown pass for Carolina. 8:08 to go, 13-7. If Carolina wins this game and comes back, they're the NFC South champs. They'll host a playoff game next week. If Tampa wins, they've got to hope that the Falcons don't beat the Saints tomorrow. Atlanta wins, it would move into a three-way tie in the NFC South, and the three-way tiebreaker goes to Carolina. So Carolina has two ways of getting in. 8 o'clock game, the number one seed and the bye for the first round is up available in the NFC. Seattle is at San Francisco. That's at 8 o'clock. Really, really good tilt there. Looking forward to watching that later on. And the Bandits are home tonight as well. So I know many of you maybe are in your car right now heading to KeyBank Center. Bandits are home tonight for a matchup as well. So those are your scores, and that is our drive around the league. Our score, 5-1 Columbus the final. Next up, Vancouver, Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and we'll have pregame at 6 on our flagship on WGR. And with that, we'll say good night here. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank our crew, TJ Luckman, our network producer, Kyle Powell on our social media. Check out his game story, WGR550.com. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Columbus. Tom Maddy is our engineer. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. The final again from Columbus. The Blue Jackets beat the Sabres 5-1, ending Buffalo's 10-game win streak. Enjoy the Bills game tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll talk to you Tuesday from KeyBank Center. Sabres in Vancouver, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.